Brighton Festival 2018.
I'm lying on a beanbag in a park in Brighton, gazing up at the sky. There's mottled cloud cover, blue sky peeping through, and I'm here for a piece called Cloudscapes. Lying down, relaxing, feeling very chilled, having a story read to me.
Hi, my name is Lorna Rees. I am Artistic Director of Gobbledygook Theatre, and the piece we brought this year to Brighton is Cloudscapes.
What was the inspiration?
Oh, the clouds themselves are very inspiring, and my collaborator and I, Heidi, have been thinking about making something about clouds for, oh, probably 6 years. It's a really long time, long gestation period, because we're both fascinated with the outdoors. We make work for landscape and in landscape, and the clouds are, they're not so pin downable as a hill or an amazing coastline, but they are always above us, so we can be anywhere with this work and you're still getting to see clouds as long as you're outdoors.
And tell me about the story that you were reading out to everyone as everyone was laying down, relaxing, gazing at the sky, maybe dozing a little bit.
The piece is made up of three main components. I talk about the science of cloud formations and what we're looking at right now. I talk about a story with my dad. We drove across America. We did the Route 66 together for his 66th birthday. So we had an amazing time just driving across America, cloud spotting. And the third spine, although I don't mention the words climate change in the piece, it is about our changing planet and how there are more rain clouds and there are more extreme weather events. And the piece isn't a telling people about that, because everyone knows that's happening, but it's about accepting change and thinking about how our lives change and maybe feeling a bit of grief for that, but then move on, we do the next thing.
It was lovely. It was a very different experience to what I was expecting. I had no idea what to expect, but it was very, very relaxing and eye-opening.
Do you think you'll look at clouds in a different way now?
I will, definitely, yes. And from when we started, when there really wasn't much to see, they changed so beautifully for us.
Oh, we thought it was charming, didn't we? We thought it was really sweet. She spoke really, really beautifully. I was totally engaged with it. And my friend Margaret was saying, did you fall asleep? But I didn't. It was really restful. And we're just gazing at the sky, which you don't find a lot of time to do nowadays. And I loved the story. I thought it was really sweet and made me want to go to America and do exactly the same. So, that's the testimony to it. I thought it was brilliant.
It was wonderful, actually, because the clouds really changed as you were laying down. It was quite thick to start with, and you were thinking, I'm not sure this is going to happen, really. But actually, amazingly, you were making shapes and thoughts, and it was tremendous, yes.
It's also nice to hear we did a road trip across America as well, same as the performer, and we went through a terrifying storm just the same. And there's good to be reminded of that, actually, and that these what looks so beautiful and fluffy now can be pretty dangerous sometimes.
We've had a very good sky show today. We call the show a duologue for performer and clouds, because we think of it very much that the clouds are as big a performer, if not more, than I am in this piece. So we've seen today stratocumulus, altocumulus, altostratus. We've had some really high sort of cirrus stuff going on. It looks like marbling or sort of floccus, which is this kind of blown bit. So we've had a really lovely cloud show, this first show today. But they're constantly changing. The average life cycle of a cloud is 10 minutes. It's average life expectancy. So what audiences get to notice is that amazing variability in our clouds. And we're very lucky today to have had such a lovely set of them.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.